Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Show today, it is Friday, December 16th, 2016, getting through the month here, coming up on Christmas, coming up on the Electoral College on Monday, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Today is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, which is when the American Patriots, angered at being forced to only buy tea from the British East India Company, boarded ships in Boston Harbor and threw a shipment of tea into the harbor as a form of protest. So it was a good thing to do here, because that enforced dependency is a form of slavery. And that was how the British Empire looted all of its possessions and colonies and so forth. And they were doing it to the U.S. here. Now then, getting on to more recent examples of tyranny. Obama is on TV. He's been talking his last speech of the year before he comes on out here to Hawaii to drive our traffic patterns absolutely crazy with all the motorcades. And basically, the overall impression of this, I mean, he's sort of relaxing and having fun now talking, you know, responding to the media. But during the opening part of the speech, the look on his face was kind of one of, all right, let's get this over with. And mostly, I would say this speech is all about trying to resell the current policies and agenda to the American people in the hope that they will somehow resist changes Donald Trump is going to bring in terms of our relationships with Syria and Russia and so forth. Now, Obama made a couple of interesting comments about the hacking. And this is very, very significant. First of all, after all this tough talk about how we will respond to Russia's hacking of the election, Obama came on out and said the response to the Russians won't be public, meaning as far as we're concerned, we're not going to see anything happen. And he says we're not going to do something that's going to give us problems. And Obama declared it an absolute fact that the DNC hacked, rather the Russians hacked the DNC emails, and said, we're just trying to let people know we're not out here trying to overturn the election or anything. You know, the media is interpreting things themselves. Basically added that no questions have been raised about the integrity of the actual elections themselves. Now, that is very significant. First of all, we know from what's going on in Michigan, where they're finding all this pro-Hillary election fraud, this election had serious integrity issues. But they don't want to go there because it's so dangerous. We've already got three states screaming that the Department of Homeland Security was trying to hack their voter databases. So Obama is out there saying our election system is secure and the Russians had nothing to do with it. And, of course, that throws Hillary under the bus, in terms of her trying to convince the Electoral College to vote for her because Russia rigged the election. And so Obama's basically, he just blinked. And the Hillary campaign is now out there. Their talking point is, well, maybe the election itself was okay, but if it hadn't been for the Russians exposing the DNC emails and the FBI's investigation of the email server, Hillary would have won the election. And this is classic liberalologist thinking, because had Hillary Clinton and her people and the DNC been playing by the rules, there would have been nothing for whoever it was who leaked those DNC emails to leak. And there wouldn't have been anything for the FBI to investigate. But this is classic liberalologist thinking. We're serving a higher purpose. We're supposed to break the law and break the rules. We're allowed to do that because we're liberalologists. And the blame is all on those of you who just make a big fuss about such little tiny things like Benghazi. That was, you were all supposed to forget about that. Now, Hillary's upped the ante on this whole Russia hacking, Putin personally supervised it on his own personal Windows 10 laptop. She's now saying that Vladimir Putin has a personal grievance against Hillary, And that was the only reason he broke into the elections and undermined our democracy and wants Americans to doubt the election system because that's part of a Russian plot. That's the new thing. It's a Russian plot to get people to question whether or not our elections are honest, fair, and accurate. So I guess Bev Harris is part of the Russian intelligence operation right now, along with all of us in the independent media. At the rate they're going, they're going to wind up with 330 million Russian allies in this country, as opposed to the 400, 500 sore losers and crybabies that are out there in Washington, D.C. Let's see. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Ed in Florida. Ed, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm just wondering, what is your...
Ed, are you there?
Can you hear me, Mike? Mike?
I'm not... Yes.
Oh, okay, great. There must be something wrong with the phone. How do you think this is going to play, Mike? How do you think this is going to play out, Mike, in the end?
How is which going to play out in the end? I mean, there's
okay,
so many
well,
different
do you think they'll steal the election from Trump? Do you think
I don't know. I don't think they can. I think that has obviously fallen apart. I mean, the GOP leadership is talking to the electors. Associated Press is talking to the electors. They're all standing firm on their historic traditional duty. If anything, this campaign of intimidation and threats has angered them greatly. So, yes, I think in point of fact, the Electoral College is going to validate Donald Trump's presidency. The only way right now that is left for Hillary to still get that White House is if something happens to Donald Trump before Monday morning. And that's why I wish he would stay home this weekend. I know he's out on his thank you tour and everything, but I really wish he would stay at home because right now Hillary and the people behind her, the people who are so afraid that Donald Trump is going to wreck their little war and banking games, they're desperate enough to do something like that, and it's a real, real risk. And you know, I don't want to see it happen, obviously. But that right now is about the last thing that Hillary can really do. Now, Claire was making the observation that once the Electoral College votes and it all moves forward, that Hillary could somehow go to the Supreme Court and cry wolf. But I really don't see how they could do that. And looking at Hillary's face when she showed up for the thank you party for all of her billionaire donors, she didn't look like somebody who was still in the fight. So I think we're through this crisis again, barring an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Before you continue, I'll be right with you. I just want to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. And now, go ahead, Ed, and tell us what you were going to say.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm getting kind of like an echo, so I don't know whether it's my phone line or whatever. But my question is, how is this different from the 2000 elections?
Well, the major difference was that the 2000 race was incredibly close. And it all came down to Florida and the rules for counting and dangling chads, and they took it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court gave the presidency to George W. Bush. And then, oddly enough, at the bottom of their decision, they added the observation that that Supreme Court ruling could not be ever cited in any future cases, which tells you, you know, that something underhanded was going on. The problem is, what is Hillary going to say to the Supreme Court? It's not like it was a close race that came down to one state. Trump won in a landslide on the Electoral College vote, which is how the game is supposed to be played. Hillary's people are still trying to claim that she won the popular vote, but as more and more evidence of election fraud in Michigan and Wisconsin surfaced, all these dead voters and illegal immigrants and everything, at this point, I would have to say, that probably a huge, huge chunk of Hillary's votes were all fraudulent. And that's why Obama's backing off, saying that the Russians hacked the presidential election, because he dares not allow a real investigation to go in there.
That's what I thought, and I don't understand why Hillary would push for a vote recount, knowing that she has so many millions of fraudulent voters, dead and alive, voting for her.
She was rolling the dice. She was rolling the dice, and I think that was why she put Jill Stein out there at the front to keep the focus off of Hillary. Because if it had been Hillary behind the recounts, then more attention would have been focused on the indications of election fraud. Personally, I think Trump ought to order an investigation into this election once he's in the White House, because that question about having an honest, accurate election system is very much unanswered, despite Obama's protestations on the TV this morning. And even last October, when Trump first brought up the possibility that our elections are less than 100% honest, you remember how all the liberals jumped all over him and said, that's ridiculous to suggest our elections can be impacted in any way. It's distributed, it's secure, it's on computers, it couldn't possibly happen. And we know precisely the opposite, that our current election system is designed to facilitate election theft and concealment of same. And we have to demand a complete redo of our election system in the next 2 years. And that's going to be a necessary first step to rebuilding America's image around the world. Because right now, the rest of the world has been laughing their heads off at the sheer childishness of the aftermath of the election and the obvious fraud, both in the primaries and the general election itself.
Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, thank you. We're going to let you go here.
Thank you.
And moving right along, the corporate media is still out there saying that Russia did hack the U.S. presidential election, even though Obama just said, no, that can't be done. Our election system is secure. Don't look inside the boxes. Don't look at the computer code. Just take our word for it. The election system is honest, and Russia didn't hack it. And as always, the media is citing unnamed U.S. officials. And you need to remember, unnamed U.S. officials told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. Unnamed U.S. officials told us in 2000 snow was a thing of the past. Unnamed U.S. officials told us the Lusitania wasn't carrying weapons, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. The U.S. government has told us so many lies throughout the years, aided and abetted by the corporate media. Why would anybody believe them now about the Russians hacking our election? Because the FBI, NSA, and the Director of National Intelligence have all rejected the CIA's claim based on a single anonymous source that Russia tinkered with the actual election. And as I said, Obama's backed off of that one. I imagine they're looking at the comments on blogs all over America. They're looking at the Twitter traffic and realizing people just aren't buying the bovine excrement anymore. All righty, so moving right along here, and I'm glad they backed off on the election issue and how the response is going to be private or out of the public eye, because a few years ago, the Obama administration adopted as a policy that a cyber attack would be treated as an outright act of war justifying military response. I didn't think Obama was going to be stupid enough to do that. But he is out there talking about, you know, we've got to have troops on the ground in Syria. The Syria situation is deteriorating. Assad is barbecuing and eating his own people now. And he's not using GMO sauce. So we've got to go in there. And basically trying to ramp up the war and conflict. But like I said, it's not like he's going to order the war himself in his remaining few weeks in office. It's like a post-presidential campaign speech to resell the policies and agendas to you, the American people, in the hope that you will then in turn resist the changes that Trump wants to make. I don't think it's going to work, but they're not going to stop. And we found this wonderful video from last October, only last October, when Trump was saying there is a question, based on what we saw during the primaries, there's a question about the honesty and accuracy of America's election system, and Obama came on out and said to Trump, oh, stop whining about rigged elections. I mean, that's what a completely ludicrous idea to suggest our election system is anything but 100% honest. And I imagine that's going to cause a lot of gritting of teeth on Air Force One, along with that video where Obama had his cell phone and was responding to Trump's tweet that Obama was going to go down as the worst president in history, and Obama said, well, at least I'm going to go down in history as a president. Yuck, 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 yuck. He's not laughing now, of course, here. Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying that this idea that Russia hacked the election system was bogus from day one, because none of the electronic voting machines or the tabulators or any of that stuff are actually on the internet. The people who rigged the elections have to be there on the ground, in the precincts, in the tabulation centers. In other words, the election workers, the poll workers themselves, are the ones doing the hacking. And I don't think they're all working for Russia. Most of them were working for Hillary Clinton. Now, Julian Assange has gone on the offensive. He's going on out there and getting as much attention as he can, saying that no, in point of fact, Russia had nothing to do with the leak of the DNC emails, that it was a leak, not a hack, and it came from an insider, quite possibly Seth Rich, who was murdered at about that same time. The police said, oh, it was a robbery, even though whoever shot him and killed him did not take the wallet or the watch or the cell phone. And we had quite a few people close to the Clinton political machine. I think five altogether died under suspicious circumstances during that period. A lot of dead bodies around the Clintons here. Now, FBI Director Comey is reasserting again the Russians did not influence the election. And James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, is in agreement. Loretta Lynch is out there saying the Department of Justice has found no evidence of any of this stuff. You're starting to see the government turn against the Hillary machine. They've been scared of her. They've been scared of the narcocracy for 30 years. And all of a sudden, like the rest of us, they're seeing the light breaking through the clouds that we might actually be able to break free of these criminals. You can almost feel the excitement there. All right, we're going to take a phone call real quick before the commercial break. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to be very quick. I think those whole fake news, what they are trying to pull on us, you know, it's advertising. I will say it's advertising for
the independent media. I mean, yeah, after the Washington Post.
Not the independent media. Exactly. So I'm now watching those websites, and I'm like, from okay, those websites saying, "Oh, that is fake news." What was that? It doesn't matter anymore. I'm watching these news clips, and I think by myself, what have you done to yourself? You have promoted the independent news media. So the independent news media has more power now than they had, than they thought that they could crush. So this is so beautiful to see, Mike. I'm just laughing my beep off. Because this is so beautiful to see. Stupidity, maybe, but I think, man, how can you make such things up? And 1 + 1 = 2, okay. But when you say first, we're going to do this, we're going to crush them, and then after that, you're going to put some, how do you call it? Visionaries in them, like Snoops or ABC or BBC or NSBC, to control or to read the fake news. And I see the list, I think by myself, what did you do to yourself? You know? It's perfect.
The corporate media, going back decades, was co-opted by the government and corporations to become a propaganda ministry, and they were very well paid to do that. And so that's what they've been doing, and now everybody knows that's exactly what they are, and they're having a knee-jerk panic response to it, and things could get very ugly between the corporate media and the independent media, but in the end, just as it was in Gutenberg's time, you cannot stop the march of progress. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Errol, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I think one of the reasons that this whole Russia hacking thing failed to gain any traction was the utter hypocrisy behind it all. First of all, the United States has been interfering in other countries' elections, either rigging their elections or simply murdering the people they didn't want to run for office for decades. And here you have the United States with, in high dudgeon, how dare the Russians hack the DNC emails or whatever. Remember when the U.S. and Israel unleashed Stuxnet on the Iranians and then it broke into the wild? And in addition to wrecking the Iranians' power station infrastructure, it went out and it destroyed a lot of other industrial facilities using those same Siemens controllers, possibly even the Fukushima power plant itself, because their emergency systems, which use those same Siemens controllers, fail to operate correctly in the aftermath of the quake and tsunami. And it was known Stuxnet was in computers around Fukushima at the time. And, of course, the U.S. government, in complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, has been hacking into all the computers of the American people, plus computers belonging to people all around the world. And it's not about crime. It's not about terror. It's about stealing business secrets. It's about finding blackmail information. And so it is utter hypocrisy for Obama to get up there and say, how dare the Russians break into the DNC emails, especially because there's no evidence Russia did it. And the people who are in a position to know are saying, no, it was a leak by an insider. Now, interestingly enough, ever since Trump won the election, they've been polling the public's view of Russia itself. Trying to see if all this anti-Russia propaganda is taking hold. And it isn't. Trump voters are showing an increasingly favorable view of Russia. So this attempt to get a new world war going, a new Cold War or hot war, is in serious, serious trouble. Now, Tucker Carlson had a California Democrat, Eric Stalwall, on the show, and Stalwall is out there pushing the party line about, you know, Russia hacked the elections. We've got 17 intelligence agencies that are all in absolute agreement that Russia did this. And Tucker Carlson put him on the spot and said, which 17 agencies? And Tucker Carlson said he hadn't seen any official statements from any intelligence agencies. And by the way, the heads of most of those agencies that were claimed to be on the list of 17 have said, we never said any such thing. You're just making it up. And then Eric backtracks, tries to get away from the fact that he can't actually name an intelligence agency outside the CIA that's pushing this hacker narrative. And he backtracks and he says the issue is that Russia had a preferred candidate in the U.S. election. Well, I mean, come on, think about it. Every head of every nation on earth is looking at the elections in other nations and deciding which candidate would be better for their own nation's good. That's part of the job. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is falling apart. The wheels have come off this one. Now, again on Tucker Carlson's show, Newsweek senior writer Kurt Eichenwald went on screaming about how Donald Trump was in a mental hospital in 1990. And, of course, Carlson said, is there any documentation to back that up? And Eichenwald said, well, I have it on good authority. I was told this. He was at mental hospital in 1990. Remember that Politico writer came on out trying to claim that Trump was having sex with his daughter, Ivanka? I mean, they're just out there screaming anything they think might have the slimmest possible chance of convincing the GOP electors to defect. And it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen at all. Now, Tommy Lahren has a video. We posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. She goes on a rant about the Democrats' blame game, and it is worth watching because she just absolutely nails it. Russia didn't make Hillary set up that private server. Russia didn't make the DNC rig the primaries for Bernie Sanders. Hillary and the DNC made those choices themselves. And blaming the messenger doesn't change that reality. We've got to take a break for commercials. Got some phone calls to play when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at all this Russia bashing that's going on in the corporate media. And do you remember, I mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it again. Back in 2012, Mitt Romney tried to play that Russia card about the threat Russia posed, and Obama and all the liberals were saying, oh, come on. I mean, the Cold War has been over for 20 years. Russia's not a threat. And it's because of things like that, that governments in other countries have come to the conclusion, and some have actually stated this out loud. It is impossible to tell what's really going on inside the U.S. from anything the American politicians or the American corporate media say. Because it's just constantly changing back and forth to whatever they think is going to work in the moment. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm afraid I have to disagree with you again.
Oh, about what?
Well, the mainstream media, I think what's happening is just like sharks, they can smell blood in the water. and are gathering slowly to go after these neocons and the Clintons in particular. So it's looking like the whole system is collapsing around. And as far as
it may be less than sharks in the water than the corporate media realizing an opportunity to salvage their reputation with the American people. And I don't have a problem with that as a motive. If they're all of a sudden going to realize that they're going to have to start being more honest about what's going on, that's sort of been the whole purpose of the independent media, to get the corporate media to go back to doing the job they're supposed to do, watchdog on government abuse. And, good for you. Go do it. If the corporate media is going to do their job properly, then I'm going to quit doing all this and be Claire's roadie for the rest of my life.
As I was saying a couple of weeks ago, I believe that this DNC nonsense was all leaked.
Yes.
I was watching RT, and Ray McGovern, who's been a very good friend of this British ambassador for years, they were in a park somewhere expecting to have a party. And according to Mr. Govan, the ambassador quietly slipped away and slipped his FBI minders.
Yes.
He said, he disappeared over the hill and was never appeared at the party. He obviously, like McGovern said, he obviously had something more important to do. And we now find that the ambassador is also a great friend of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. And the thing is...
Craig Murray.
McMurray, yes. And the thing is, as far as WikiLeaks goes, they've got a 100% record of accuracy. Now, whether that's a plus or a burden on them, I don't know. But the latest Hannity interview with Assange showed him to be... an equal opportunities, destroyer of politicians. It doesn't matter which side you're on.
Well, that's always been my policy, for the 22 years that I've been doing this. I go after the politicians who are behaving badly, whether they're in this country or other countries. And that's the way to be. If you're being an objective reporter about what's going on, you report on wrongdoing regardless of who's doing it.
And as far as these latest statements from various people, Obama and John Kerry, if I was awarding prizes from 1 to 10, I would give Obama 6 Pinocchios and John Kerry 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're obviously lying through their teeth.
Of course they are. Of course they are. We know that they're lying through their teeth because their mouth is moving and words are coming out.
And they're just disgracing America. I mean,
yes.
The notable on that RT was, the three guests were quite critical. The guy was laughing. He's just laughing at America. And that's how people are in Europe now. They're laughing at America. And you wouldn't believe how they treat Americans now. They think you're all stupid.
Well, sometimes Americans bring that on themselves. I remember when I was working in Germany back in the 1980s, and, I had made the effort to learn enough German to where it was obvious I cared about it, and we got along famously. But I remember one time we were out at... Aaron Kimse, and there was a travel group from Texas who frankly did not put on a display that I thought was conducive to warm relations between the Americans and the Germans. So, I think a lot of people around the world see that Americans are stupid by design of the government. And I remember when I was working down in Australia and we were talking politics, and I was telling them all that was going on with Vince Foster and everything, and they sort of paid me a left-handed compliment. And they said, "Wow, you're really well informed about what's going on for an American." And I know they meant it as a compliment, but it was kind of interesting. They weren't expecting this kind of insightful analysis and for one of those bloody Yanks come down here and think they know what's going on.
Well, yeah, that is a classic backhanded compliment, mate.
All right. Anything else, John, or can I let you go?
Well, I think this narrative about the massacre that the soldiers are perpetrating in Aleppo is just... John Kerry must have lost his mind. Because we've got so much information coming out and so many videos and independent sources which show entirely the opposite.
You know what I think is going on? And I saw this in Obama's face when he started his speech this morning. I think they understand they've already lost all the Americans who are getting their information from here in the independent media. And right now, all they can do is play to the audience that is still dependent on the corporate media. And that's a minority of the American people right now. But that's about all that they can do, along with screaming, you know, please don't look at those websites because we need to be able to lie to you or we can't run the country.
Anyway, you can slap my hand because I was wrong yesterday when I said that Syrian people were taking pot shots at the evacuated Takfiris and terrorists. In actual fact, according to what I'm learning now, is it was other terrorists that yes. were actually taking pot shots. So taking pot shots was accurate, but I just got the wrong source.
Well, you know, it's easy to, and you consider your hand slapped, it's easy to make a mistake because everybody's telling a different story. I mean, what we're getting from Syria and Russia is the people of Aleppo are just happy as all get out. It looks like that's over, although apparently the U.S.-backed rebels that are still holed up in a couple of isolated spots are firing at the civilian evacuation convoys. Here in the U.S., of course, they're saying, well, we actually know it's pro-government Assad forces because Assad is going to kill everybody in Aleppo so they can't tell the world what he's been doing. And the lies just get more grandiose until they've jumped the shark is basically what they've done on this thing. And people around the world and in the United States have that irresistible gravity attraction between the palm of their hand and their forehead, and they're going, bang, come on already.
Okay, Michael, thanks for having me on again.
All right, thank you. And we're going to switch over to Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, Michael.
Aloha, aloha, nui nui. Melikiliki maka.
Okay, back at you both.
Okay. You know what that last one is, right?
Do the what?
The last one. Melikiliki maka is Hawaiian for Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well,
now, it's politically correct to say Merry Christmas again, yes.
There you go. Anyway, this is going to seem rather simplistic in train of thought, so you have to bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
But in all this thing about who rigged this and who rigged that and so forth, since the election has occurred or not occurred or whatever the case might be, depending on who you get from where, ad nauseum. What I find ironic and almost hypocritical, let alone some other choice words I could use, but won't, if the everyday person does not acknowledge the aspect that your everyday election is rigged from the get-go here in the U.S., then what would possibly make them believe that someplace like Russia would go and rig the election itself? I'm trying to wrap my head around with duct tape, trying to figure out, okay, if you don't believe that there are elections...
No, you're not supposed to try and figure this out. You're just supposed to hear what Obama and the corporate media say and just believe. Don't think, analyze, don't try and figure it out. You must be an arm of Russian intelligence if you're actually thinking about what they're saying.
Well, I'm not that kind of a woman, so...
Okay.
No, I
got to make up a coffee cup, you know, official arm of Russian intelligence.
Oh, wait a minute. How many arms are you going to put on the mug?
Just one. It's going to be kind of wimpy and flaccid, but, you know, I'll use my own arm as a model.
Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind. Anyway, y'all have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to get back to some news here. Representative King is out there ever since the CIA refused a request to show proof of Russian hacking to the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is out there basically saying, as far as they can tell, their only possible conclusion is the CIA is running a disinformation campaign against Donald Trump. Yeah, I think so. Now, there's an interesting article over in Washington's blog, Should We Blindly Trust the CIA on Its Claims About the Democratic Emails? And I read that headline, and my first response is this a trick question? And then the article goes on in to remind everybody about the long history of the CIA, that it is constantly lying, that it is constantly playing dirty tricks, it's killing people, it's overthrowing governments, it's engaging in torture. And they go back about all the leading officials in our government who throughout history have been cautioning, we should not allow an intelligence agency to have this much power and autonomy. And in his memoir, Present at the Creation, Harry Truman Secretary of State Dean Acheson said, I had the gravest forebodings. And Acheson warned Truman that as set up, neither the president, the National Security Council, or anyone else was in a position to know what the CIA was doing or to control it. And, of course, we all remember that Bay of Pigs fiasco where the CIA lied to Kennedy, tried to box him into supporting this invasion of Cuba. It went horribly wrong. Following that, of course, John F. Kennedy expressed his desire to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. And he, in fact, issued an executive order that transferred authority for covert operations from the CIA back to the military, but it was never carried out because John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA that Kennedy had fired for the Bay of Pigs, somehow managed to be on that Warren Commission covering up the assassination. See how it all works here. Now, NSA whistleblower Bill Binney, who's been out there for quite a long time, is saying basically one of the agendas behind all of this Russia is hacking us, Russia's a threat, is the defense contractors are trying to bring back the Cold War because it's a sweet deal. They get to plunder and loot the American taxpayer to build all this kind of stuff, and it doesn't really have to work. Because there's never actually going to be a hot war. It's just the U.S. military-industrial complex builds these very expensive scarecrows, and then Russia builds more impressive scarecrows, and then we come back and build an even bigger and scarier scarecrow. And the people are made to pay for it all. And they're trying to get back to that. When the Soviet Union fell, the American people started talking about, we need a peace dividend. We have been stripped bare, funding all this military stuff. Our big enemy that we were all told justified all this is now gone. Can we spend more of the American taxpayers' money on the American people? And, of course, the response was, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to give money to Israel, and we have to have a war on terror and a war on poverty, and we've got to fight human-caused global warming. No, 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 it would be a sin for us to let the taxpayers have their own tax money back. We know where it's best to be spent. So, anyway. Now, we are still getting reports of the electors being harassed and threatened that bad things will happen to them. If they vote for Donald Trump, Hillary's people will shoot a kitten or something like that. I'm not sure. And it has been a massive campaign. Something like some of these electors are getting 50,000 emails. I'll bet you most of them are being generated by software, not by real people. And this one elector, Sharon Geis, is saying her solution for that is mass delete. And what a shame that mass delete doesn't actually work on all these thugs who are threatening, all these brown shirts who are out there playing these Hitler-esque games to try and gain power. Up in Alaska, just to show you how ridiculous this is getting, a Hillary Clinton supporter has sued Alaska's three Electoral College voters on the grounds that their vote violates her Fifth Amendment right of equal protection and denies her the principle of one person, one vote. No, she's one person. She got one vote. And not too surprisingly, the state of Alaska is asking the courts to throw this out in a fit of laughter. Now, as I mentioned before, Associated Press has interviewed over 330 electors, and they say they are not voting for Hillary Clinton. And they're also saying the same thing. We're getting stacks of letters from idiots who are out there saying vote for Hillary or I will make rude noises in your direction here. And again, what is the portrait of a faithless elector? We have this Christopher Suprin down in Texas, and the media made him a star. He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, "I'm a Trump elector, but I can't bring myself to vote for him." And it turns out this guy is a crook and a loser, married three kids, had a membership at Ashley Madison before they realized it was all a hoax and people weren't really getting affairs through that. He's in bankruptcy. He's linked in with a questionable 9/11 charity and a payday loan scam. And now it turns out part of his fame is he claimed he was a first responder on 9/11. And he wrote a story about what a hero he was. And it turned out the fire station he claimed to be part of was not deployed on 9/11. And he did not join the fire department until 1 month after 9/11 happened. The guy is a flake, and that is the perfect model for all the faithless electors. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gets to me.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And that was actually an ironic piece of bump music because Fox News is running a story about new details about this CIA memo. Remember, it was a secret report. Now it's a memo. It's shrunk. It's down to a memo. Next, it'll be a post-it note. And basically, the entire content of this memo is there is a strong consensus that Russia hacked the DNC emails. Now, consensus isn't science, as the global warming people have demonstrated to us. Consensus is they got a bunch of people together and said, do you think the Russians hacked the DNC emails? And they all said, could be, yeah. That's it. They're basically now admitting they don't actually have any factual evidence. No wonder they canceled the appearance before the House Intelligence Committee. They couldn't show up with the evidence because there wasn't any. So that's it. Basically, the CIA got a memo together where they got some people together to say, yeah, maybe, could be, can't rule it out. That's the entire thing here. Anyway, moving along here, more Detroit voting irregularities have been found. And part of the problem, as we mentioned before, what really began to give it away is when the recounters were opening up the supposedly sealed ballot boxes and discovering that the number of ballots in the boxes didn't match the number of voters recorded in the polling books. And apparently there was some other skullduggery going on trying to cover that up because 95 poll books went missing for days, several days. They kept saying, where's the polling book? We'll get it to you. We'll get it to you. Really, we're still filling in names. Five of the poll books are still missing and unaccounted for. And Obama gets up there on TV today and says, you know, our election system is absolutely 100% honest and the integrity is not being questioned. I'm questioning it. We now have the names of those other states that have detected the Department of Homeland Security trying to break into their electronic voter information systems. So the list is now Georgia, Kentucky, and West Virginia, and probably other states are looking as well. And basically, it looks to me like Department of Homeland Security may have been trying to plant evidence in the election systems. You know, like a text file. Yes, we hacked your election. Yours truly. Hugs and kisses. Vladimir Putin. Now, do you remember when Barack Obama made that final address to America's armed forces, and he made that ridiculous suggestion that the armed forces refuse orders from incoming President Trump? And everybody was saying, what the heck was going on? As it turns out, Obama broke the law. He's technically guilty of military treason. And that's U.S. Code, Section 2388, Activities Affecting the Armed Forces During War. And Obama encouraged the troops to disobey Trump. The liberalologists think they're above the law. That's the reality. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.